This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free and join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. There is also a Skype username in which you can call in at Skype username lrn.fm. You'll need to send a contact request to it first. We'll approve you and be good to go from that point forward. Also, we've got a Discord on-air call-in line room on our Discord chat server, which is a way you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts before, during, and after the show. Go to discord.lrn.fm to access that. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Daryl, do you have your story from Venezuela? Because we got a few different Venezuela headlines here tonight. Coming up, it's been a little while since we've done a Venezuela.
It has. And, you know, interestingly enough, before we jump into this, I happened to have looked on YouTube a couple days ago. And you know how they always, you know, feature some videos. One of the ones that was featured was a piece by John Oliver.
Okay.
You know, the HBO guy that used to, I think, somehow was connected to The Daily Show at one point.
So.
He's got a show on HBO called This Week Tonight, or
right.
Last Week,
something
This
like
Week,
that,
or
yeah.
Something. He did a piece about Venezuela.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's actually
was
pretty
it
good. Yeah. It's like
they
20 minutes long. So
yeah, they tend to be pretty well researched.
Yeah, it's not something that we could replay.
Right.
But very good.
Also, on the way here, we'll tell you about, actually, Chris is here from thinkpenguin.com. He's always following the tech news. And this EU, European Union Data Protection Act, that if you're on the Internet and have accounts on different websites, you probably heard about this because I've gotten emails from so many different websites about this new Data Protection Act.
Is this the so-called right to be forgotten legislation?
Nope, this is something
else
entirely.
This is even more ridiculous.
We'll get into it coming up here. That's on the way. But we're starting with Venezuela because earlier this week we talked about, hey, what's going on with the Petro? So I pulled up a Petro story. That's their new so-called cryptocurrency. But also in Venezuela news, the big election is this weekend.
You could call it an election.
President Maduro is up for re-election, and
yes.
He has threatened an armed revolution if things don't go his way.
Right. And, you know, prior to candidate filing, all of the people that were serious contenders wound up being prohibited from running for president for various reasons.
And then we're going to start with the what I consider to be the most outrageous news, but not really surprising given the history of the Venezuelan socialism there. Kellogg's was seized.
Not the entire company, but a manufacturing plant. The article here from the BBC, authorities in Venezuela, and by the way, the dateline on this is May 16th, so 2 days ago. I actually found this
breaking news
after the show on Wednesday. Yeah. Or towards the end of the show.
Right.
Authorities in Venezuela have seized a plant owned by the American cereal manufacturer Kellogg. It comes after the firm announced it was pulling out of the country because of the worsening economic situation.
Wow.
Venezuelan president.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was surprised they were even still open. So I guess they were planning on leaving and then this happened.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who had previously accused the United States of waging economic war against his government, called the closure absolutely unconstitutional and illegal.
Wait a minute. Didn't they have to close because they couldn't get the raw material in order to like make the product in the first place?
That's why some factories have closed. I don't know why.
So they're supposed to keep the factory open and even though they can't actually produce anything? Is that what he's saying?
Keep milling about, employees. You need to keep getting paid. Just mill around and don't do anything.
It's unconstitutional and illegal for you to close a business that is not profitable because you don't have product.
It's not even like they wanted to close it, it doesn't sound like. It sounds like
they
had no
choice to close.
Right.
Right? Like if your business is profitable, there's no reason to close.
Right.
If you can't make your product, then there's no way you're making a profit.
If you can't even get the materials to make the product, how are you going to make the product?
You're not making a profit. You're going to close down.
You're in luck, Venezuelans, because Nicolas Maduro says the factory has been seized and handed over to the workers.
It's a revolution. It's the people's paradise down there in Venezuela. Now they have an empty factory where they can produce.
I want to know how they plan to pay these workers if they have no money in the first place to pay their own police officers.
Oh, don't worry. That hasn't confronted... minor details like payroll haven't confronted the Venezuelan government over the years as they've nationalized like 700 different factories or something like that.
Most of which are,
by the way, operating in the red.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they go into these factories now, like how many of them are actually still open and operating? Like, I mean, they say they're seizing them, right? Mm-hmm. But like, if a private company can't get the resources, the raw materials to even produce this stuff, what good is it for their employee to come in?
I don't know. For the government to come in? Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, see, now the workers own the means of production, and therefore it's the opposite of capitalism.
But if they can't get the raw materials because it doesn't matter.
Now the workers own the factory.
See, don't you understand? The workers will be able to accomplish what Kellogg's wasn't able to accomplish.
Because capitalism is evil. When private entities own the means of production, evil.
Well, actually, he said...
When the workers own the means of production, therefore, opposite of evil.
I think it's really entertaining. He actually says it's unconstitutional and illegal for Kellogg's to say, we're going out of business.
Yes.
You can't. Once you open a business in Venezuela, you can't go out of business or else we'll throw you in jail and seize your assets.
On Tuesday, workers had said that they were prevented from entering the plant in the city of Maracay. The announcement comes ahead of Sunday's presidential elections. Maduro told cheering supporters in the central state of Carabobo, "We've begun judicial proceedings against the business leaders of Kellogg's because their exit is unconstitutional. I've taken the decision to deliver the company to the workers in order that they can continue producing for the people." Venezuela's battered economy has been hit by falling oil revenue and the plummeting value of the currency, the bolivar. It also has one of the highest rates of inflation in the world.
Right, which is why the
value is plummeting. A rate that has not actually been calculable.
Isn't there an embargo against them now?
By the United States?
There has been for many years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kellogg is the latest multinational company to close or scale back operations in Venezuela, citing strict currency controls, a lack of raw material, and soaring inflation.
Yeah,
it said it hoped to return to Venezuela in the future and warned against sales of its brands without the expressed authorization of the Kellogg company. So now Kellogg is pulling intellectual property to prevent cornflakes from being sold as Kellogg cornflakes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not going to be able to enforce their intellectual property in the Venezuelan courts.
I have to wonder if they were able to enforce it before. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, the Venezuelan government probably isn't too friendly towards mega corporations in general.
I wouldn't think so.
Unless they're lining their pockets with money.
If the Kellogg cornflakes were being produced in a factory owned and operated by the Kellogg company, then I don't see why it would be a problem to call them Kellogg cornflakes.
Oh, no, it wouldn't.
Kellogg no longer owns the cornflake manufacturing plant.
I'm just wondering what the, you know... intellectual property, you know, enforcement is like in Venezuela. If I had to take an educated guess here, it's probably non-existent. And if you look at like piracy, it's probably
on the
flourishes.
Scale of Chinese enforcement to U.S. enforcement, it's somewhere in between.
Mm, okay.
It would be likely enforced on the companies or for the companies who are friends with the government and enforced against the companies who are not friends with the government.
Ah, yes,
and
that would make sense.
The way you'd be friends with the government is by lining their pockets.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's my guess.
In 2016, Venezuela's government took over a plant belonging to U.S.-based hygiene product manufacturer Kimberly-Clark after that company announced it was stopping operations because it could not obtain raw materials. The Texas-based firm recently requested the start of arbitration proceedings against Venezuela at the World Bank.
The World Bank. Okay, so that's where you have to go to get any kind of proceedings?
Apparently, because the U.S. is not a signatory to the International Criminal Court.
More coming up here in moments. Is there more to the story about like seizures and stuff? Or is that pretty much it?
That's basically it. There's one more paragraph here.
I agree with Chris. I would be very interested in seeing, you know, what has happened to all these factories that they have seized, because this is, you know, a long line of seizures of nationalization.
Like it would be a really interesting report.
There's more coming up. 855, 450, free, if you want to join us.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get 15% off of the Blink home security system. You can get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, and the extra 15% off by using blinkprotect.com/FTL. Why do you want to go with Blink? Well, first of all, besides the fact that it's affordable, it actually works. So it's one of those rare combinations where you get a decent product for a low price. I know it's hard to find, because a lot of these camera systems, there's some real junk out there, and you're still going to spend several hundred bucks to get some kind of crappy, you know, Chinese brand quality. Blink was actually acquired by Amazon earlier this year, so, I mean, to me, that's kind of a hallmark of quality. Like, the Amazon brand products I've had have been pretty good products. Like, I use the Amazon batteries, for instance, and, like, they seem just as good as Duracell and the other brands. So Amazon must have seen something they really liked with the Blink company by making the purchase. And you'll probably really like Blink because whenever you set these cameras up, and it's super easy to do, they're wireless. So you just pop the batteries in that come with the cameras, set them up wherever you want. There's a like a hub, like a wireless hub. That's the only wire in the system that plugs into the wall for power for the hub. And then it all interfaces with your Wi-Fi system. It takes just moments to get it set up, and if something moves in front of the camera during the hours which you specify it to be watching, it'll send you the clip on your smartphone or tablet, whatever device you prefer. So it's all set up wirelessly. You don't have to run cables. You don't have to drill holes. It's super easy, and it's affordable. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live, they get you the 15% off. Hopefully they don't have a factory down in Venezuela. Otherwise, hopefully nobody has a factory in Venezuela at this point. I mean, it's tragic.
The workers have factories in Venezuela at this point.
And are they working, though, is the question. Because, as you pointed out, Chris, Kellogg's here, the cereal manufacturer.
Yep.
They weren't able to, like, keep running their business, likely due to shortages of raw materials because socialism fails, centralized command and control economies fail, and the government...
There are a lot of things at play here.
There are.
So there were price controls, there were embargoes that don't help anything.
Correct.
Then you've got the... Well, this ties into the price controls. There were also something where we talked about the bakeries that were being fined for using too much imported flour in some of their things because they couldn't get the flour from Venezuela. And you've got all of this stuff, and then you just can't get the supplies. And then even
it's
if you do get the supplies...
It's not because supplies aren't available. It's because you mentioned price controls.
Right.
Beyond price controls on the, you know, the final product, there are also price controls on the Venezuelan Bolivar, which is the most detrimental of everything.
Right.
Because the Venezuelan government says you can trade one U.S. dollar and get 10 Venezuelan Bolivars. But if you go to... Actually, it's been a while since we've been to
you're going to Dollar today, that's one of the things I was talking about, the price controls, to where the government sets exchange rates, and then the government says, you're not allowed to sell this for a profit because we say you have to sell it for X, even though it costs you three times X to actually make the product.
Okay, Daryl, it's been several weeks at least since we've covered Venezuela.
Yeah.
What was the last exchange rate you remember?
Somewhere between 13,000 to 19,000.
No, your memory's all messed
up. 130,000.
Okay, yeah. It was at one point about 215,000. The last I remember.
I don't remember a 2 being the first number. I just remember it was either a 1... And, you know, like 1.3 or 1.9.
So this year, earlier this year, maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago, it was around 250,000 bolivars to one U.S. dollar. This is the black market rate. This is what, you know people in the black market.
Actual rate.
Right. You can exchange one U.S. dollar for. So you go into a Venezuelan bank, exchange a dollar, you get 10 bolivar.
In theory.
No, you can do that.
They don't actually.
No, you can do that. A bank will take a dollar.
They will take a dollar.
Yeah, you can't do the reverse. You can't.
They won't give you the black market rate. They'll give
official rate.
But if you go in with 10 bolivar, they will not give you a U.S. dollar.
Correct. You cannot get dollars from
the
bank.
They will only do a one-way exchange.
Correct. Gotcha. So you can go into the bank with a U.S. dollar and walk out with 10 bolivar. Or you can go to the black market with a U.S. dollar and walk away with, now, 752,354 bolivar.
So in my defense on guessing 19,000, the exchange rate has gone up drastically.
Yeah, it's tripled in the last couple months.
So I have to ask, why would anybody want to buy 750,000 Boulevard? I mean, is it for burning or
something?
You'd
be crazy to buy the Boulevard, absolutely. Yeah, but that's the exchange rate. That's what you would pay, you know, that's what products are going for on the black market. That's the actual price of the Boulevard. That shows you what it's actually worth. Because some people, for whatever reason, do need to get Boulevard, but obviously they would prefer to not have it if they could avoid it.
Does it have a use case like paying your taxes? Is that what makes it? I mean, that's what some people claim makes a currency
that,
real.
And some stores only
toilet
can accept
paper,
it.
Wallpaper, fire starting material, napkins.
If you're running a business in Venezuela, I suspect you cannot openly accept
rolling
dollars.
Papers.
Mm. So. If you're running a black market business, then it doesn't matter. You can take dollars. But if you're running a storefront where the government goon squad can come in and see what you're doing, you can't obviously be accepting dollars. So there's still people trading in Venezuela Boulevard.
And so that just exacerbates the problem to where the Kellogg company, they want U.S. dollars because that's what their suppliers paid in for.
Didn't they recently, or maybe some, within maybe the last 6 months, increase the what's on the bills, like they added three zeros or something?
They lopped off three zeros and did something.
Did they go through with that? I know they were talking about it, but I don't know if that has gone into effect yet. That should be another thing we follow up.
All right, so at least it's not.
But they did, but he's right. Chris is right. They did add, before they made the decision to start lopping zeros off, they did go up to like a 20,000 Boulevard bill, and they did add some of those bills. So that's true.
They did add some larger bills, but then they said, oh, we're just going to lop some zeros because inflation's really bad.
Right. So like, they basically, you still need a wheelbarrow full of, these bills in order to buy anything.
And I think one of the reasons they lopped some of the zeros, remember we had covered the story about the delis that were not able to properly price their meat because the scales and the cash registers didn't go up high enough.
Yeah, so the issue was, it wasn't just delis, that was just one example they gave, was and anybody who's familiar with running a retail business knows you got to have a credit card machine, and that machine has an entry PIN pad or whatever.
Right.
And those machines weren't designed to deal with million-dollar transactions, right? Because they're being, being sold, or million Boulevard transactions in this case. They're being sold to business owners, with typical transaction amounts in mind. So like 6 digits, no more than that, right? If you got a really fancy one, maybe 7 digits or something like that.
Right.
But the digits are going so high, the amounts are so high now that they literally cannot process the sales with the with the hardware that they have.
Right.
So that was one of the reasons why they started. One of the excuses as to why they needed to manipulate the money supply even further. Well, let's continue the discussion here. There's a lot to say, and it's fascinating. I think. I mean, it's terrifying if you actually live in Venezuela, because it's just a horrible situation with incredible violence and danger in the streets. Because people are desperate. They're hungry. People are losing weight over there because they aren't eating more than, once or twice a day. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on a common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. The number is 855-453. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We are talking about one of the most ridiculous global situations on the planet. That's what's going on in Venezuela. It's an absolute mess, and we got a lot more to cover here. We're getting into the money aspect. We started with the fact that they're now seizing, the Venezuelan government is seizing Kellogg's manufacturing plant there.
Yes.
That's happening.
Which adds it to the list of, from last year,
yeah,
at least 511 companies that were identified by Transparency International as being either wholly or majority owned by the Venezuelan government.
Yeah, they've been very busy.
70% of those companies were losing money.
Yep. I thought it was 700, but yeah, I knew like the majority of them were in the red.
And again, that was a year ago, right. They've probably seized a lot more since.
I actually have a story about them seizing a bank, as a matter of fact. One of the few remaining private banks out there.
I was going to say, there was a privately owned bank in Venezuela?
We'll tell you about that coming up here in a moment.
I wonder how that works.
But one of the big questions, by the way, with you tonight here, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Plus, I do want to let you know about liberty.menu. This is a great website for people who are within the freedom movement, people who are individuals who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. It's a liberty business directory, meaning businesses run by libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, people who care about freedom. If you are ready to, you know, wear that on your sleeve, to come out publicly as a liberty-minded business, then get yourself listed over at liberty.menu, and you might end up getting some money that's sort of left on the table, because not every libertarian probably knows about you. So if you want to let them know, then go to liberty.menu. You can use the really easy tools. The website there is very slick. It looks good. It's easy to use, and it's free to list your business or businesses. Maybe you've got more than one entrepreneurial activity you're involved in, or perhaps you're an events creator or coordinator. Maybe you're a digital content creator. There are listings available for you, too. Head over to liberty.menu and get involved there. So Venezuela, Daryl, you managed to find a story, because a few months ago we had talked about one of the more recent stories we did on Venezuela was this desperate move by the Venezuelan government to try to put some sanity back into their system. But, of course, it won't actually work, because all it is just more currency manipulation. It's probably not going to work for more than, like, 24 hours, is my prediction. I don't think it's going to work at all, because I don't think they're going to be able to fool the Venezuelan people again. Because they already did this before. They did this back in, 2005 or 2003.
So they completely redid the currency back, I think it was like 2005 so, when they
prior to Maduro,
Bolivar to the Bolivar Fuerte.
And when you say completely redid, I think they knocked a zero off back then, was what they did back then, if I recall correctly.
But they also changed the name from Bolivar to Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar.
Right, right. Which is why I'm saying maybe they fooled the Venezuelan people that time. But this time, when the people of Venezuela are hungry, because they weren't hungry back then, the inflation wasn't insane back then. But now it's insane. Now it's good.
Is this what they define runaway inflation as? Or,
oh my God, this is absolutely hyperinflation.
This is hyperinflation.
Hyperinflation. Yes. Yeah. That's what I was.
Although, I think based on the actual definition of hyperinflation, it's not, because the Venezuelan central government stopped calculating the inflation rate.
You have to have official government numbers.
I believe to be recognized by like the IMF as official hyperinflation, it has to be calculated by the central government.
Well, what if it's the National Assembly that's calculating the numbers? Does it have to be the central government bank? Because the National Assembly,
good question.
The National Assembly, which is the, you know, their equivalent of parliament or whatever,
right?
National Assembly is not being controlled by the top socialist party. So you've got Maduro and his socialist cronies, and then you've got the people who are controlling the National Assembly,
right,
the opposition.
But then, remember, Maduro recently wound up reconstituting something and creating his own version
That's
of
correct.
The National Assembly.
That's correct. He did do that. But according to a story published about 10 days ago, Venezuelans' inflation, according to the National Assembly, has hit 13,779% over the past year.
Well, you see, Ian, we just can't trust that number, because that number is coming from the opposition, and they want you to think that my policies are failing. We can't do any of that. And I'm reminded when you talked about trying to fool the Venezuelan people, or if you think that Maduro's fooling the people, reminded of that George Bush quote.
Fool me once.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, too. They say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Fooled again. He messed it up. He couldn't remember.
He completely messed it up.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious.
So that's why, it is what I'm referring to here. Is can they fool the Venezuelan people a second time? Because the plan here, Daryl, is to lob how many zeros off the Bolivar?
Three.
Wait, they're going to do
One,
it again?
Two.
Wait, are we talking about the story that the thing that already happened?
No.
Or are we talking about what's
going to happen? No, it hasn't gone into effect.
Oh, it just hasn't gone into effect.
Hold on. It happened once in 2005 where they changed from the Bolivar to the Bolivar Fuerte.
Yep.
And now they're taking the Bolivar Fuerte, I don't know what they're going to call it, the Bolivar Uber Fuerte or something. I'm not sure.
let's just get into the article.
So they're doing it again.
They're doing it again.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
13 years later.
And again, a headline from March 23rd of this year from the Business Standard Article says Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has decided to eliminate three zeros off the currency or off the country's inflation-ridden currency, the Bolivar Fuerte, taking effect June 4th as an economic measure to guarantee commercial activity. Maduro said during a broadcast on state TV, I have decided to reduce three zeros of the currency and to take out of circulation the current bills and put into circulation new bills.
New bills!
The president said this new monetary denomination, which replaces one he established in January 2017, so they manipulated the money since that 2005 manipulation when they changed it to the Bolivar Fuerte.
I think what they might have done back then was when they changed the inflation rate. That was probably, That was probably
the
when they.
The currency exchange
they
rate?
They changed the exchange rate. Yeah, because it used to be 6.3 Bolivar to
right.
1 when we first started reporting on Venezuela a few years ago, and then it became 10 to 1. So I think that's
right.
what they're referring to.
Continuing on, that change was designed to help the government fight the economic war of financial persecution, which Maduro claimed was masterminded by Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos with the help of Venezuelan opposition leader Julio Borges, according to FA News. And for some reason, this website is jumping me all around the page now. And
Okay.
Completely lost my
spot found,
here.
No, good news. I found the new name. So
is it the Maduro?
No, you're going to love this new name.
Because Maduro means more strong.
Very hard.
More strong.
Okay. No, it's not that.
Okay.
So it was the Bolivar. It became the Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar.
Yes.
It is now, as of June 4th, going to be called the Bolivar Soberano. And according to the internet, that means sovereign. The sovereign Bolivar.
Right.
Now, finally, the Bolivar owns itself. The Venezuelan people own themselves. Oh, no. No, it's still socialism.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be fooled this time. I don't think anybody in Venezuela who is just scrapping for, like, just to find a chicken to eat, a bar of soap, to try to find some antibiotics to help their kid who's got, you know, some kind of sickness. I mean, these are things you cannot find in Venezuela. The shortages are insane. Well, so they're lobbing off, yeah, like you said, three zeros, which it's going to be nothing more than a minor patch for a very short period of time.
Yeah.
Because the inflation rate is insane, and inflation doesn't have to do with the marketplace. The market responds to inflation. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, and Maduro is going to keep those printing presses rolling. He's going to keep cranking out the new Bolivar Soberano. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We are investigating the current situation in Venezuela, which is just an absolute mess financially and personally, where people are, you know, not quite starving, but some people probably are. We saw statistics last year and the year prior to that showing people, the average adult in Venezuela, losing like 17 to 24 pounds
right.
per year just because they aren't eating enough.
I mean, haven't we had stories on people eating their dogs?
Maybe not their dogs, but yes, people are eating animals. They will, slaughter animals.
How is that not starving?
Like I'm saying, some people are probably starving in Venezuela. Others are hungry.
And, fair enough.
They're still getting some people are still getting 1 to 2 meals per day, but they're not eating good meals.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, cooking. I don't think they're to the point of cooking grass soup like they were in North Korea during the 1990s.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
But it's getting that bad, and it is hard to find basic food products. So it's an absolute mess.
So I'm glad I watched the John Oliver piece on Venezuela where he talked about, this starvation thing and something that was being encouraged by, I forget if it was Maduro or some other government official, was to raise bunnies. Because bunnies have 2.1 kilograms of protein and something and blah, da, 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 da. And, so raise bunnies and then just to eat the bunnies.
Yes, he was encouraging the people to raise bunnies.
Are they like mice and they reproduce?
They do.
Very fast.
F-like, rabbits.
And then there was a clip that he had to where apparently Maduro thought that the camera was not on him. Oh, and he pulls out like a big empanada and takes a huge giant bite of it.
Wow.
But the camera is still on during one of his broadcasts.
Oh, no.
So as I was looking around, because we've been looking around, you know, at the fiscal situation there, we know that they're going to be lobbing off three zeros off the boulevard to create the new Boulevard Soberano, which means sovereign boulevard. So it's going from the Boulevard Fuerte, strong boulevard, which isn't so strong anymore, to the sovereign boulevard.
Yes.
And that's going to happen June 4th. However, before that happens, according to Wikipedia, as of May 1st, until the changeover
of this year.
Correct. So as of 2 weeks ago. Prices must be expressed, so at the storefronts, prices must be expressed in both Boulevard and Boulevard Soberanos, although there have been some reports of prices already being expressed in the new currency before that date, and then they go and give a couple of examples, and so the official switchover is going to be June 4th, where it will only be Boulevard Soberano pricing in Venezuela.
And the exchange rate has also changed from that 10 to 1 that we thought it was?
Yeah, this headline we missed earlier this year, January 30th, Voice of America and I think Forbes were reporting that Venezuela is completely abandoning the what they call most overvalued of its two official foreign exchange rates. So this was one of the things we learned after a while. If we talked about Venezuela for a while as being a 10-to-1 exchange,
right,
we learned that there was actually another exchange rate called the DECOM. So there was the DPRO, which was the 10-to-1,
right,
meaning you got 10 Venezuelan Bolivar to one U.S. dollar. But there was also the that was the DPRO rate. Then there's the DCOM rate, D-I-C-O-M. That's the one they're keeping. That's the one where it's closer to what the actual exchange rate is. So there's the black market rate now of over 700,000 bolivars per dollar. And then there's the DCOM rate, which still exists. They got rid of the 10-to-1 DPRO rate.
Right.
And right now, the current DCOM rate, this is the official exchange rate now in Venezuela, according to Dollar Today, DCOM is $49,614 per U.S. dollar. So less than a tenth of what you can actually get it for on the black market.
Right. And I was confused because this article that I have from Business Standard mentions an official exchange rate of 43,980 bolivars to a dollar.
That's
and again,
probably
this
DCOM.
Is from March.
That's probably DCOM from
and
March.
That's why I was like, wait a second. Do they mean the black market rate? Because I thought
no way.
The official, and that's when we figured out that they did the calculation of the exchange rate.
Yeah.
So when they wind up introducing this sovereign bolivar, the largest denomination bill will be the 500 bolivar. Maduro says there are those who propose. Oh, by the way, that will be worth approximately one U.S. penny. The 500
bolivar. Soberano bolivar.
Yes.
Okay.
There are those. Maduro, there are those who propose to dollarize the republic. No, Venezuela will not be a colony of the dollar. We will defend the petro, the new Venezuelan cryptocurrency. We will defend the monetary, economic, and financial sovereignty of this country.
Until people starve and finally throw him out of office with force.
Venezuela's new set of monetary denomination will consist of two coins, a 50-cent bolivar, and a one bolivar, and then they show what that's worth in U.S. dollars, and they're just a bunch of zeros after the decimal before a two.
Fraction of a penny.
Yeah.
Basically.
Because, again, the 500 bolivar soberano is a penny.
And you have to wonder, who did they find that's printing these new bills? Because there was a story last year, or like late 2016, I don't remember when we reported on it.
I think it was last year sometime.
It's been a while, though, since we reported on this, where they were in debt to their printer. So unlike most governments, which have their own, you know, kind of printing house or whatever, the Venezuelan government doesn't do their own printing of their bills. They hire a private company.
Isn't that fairly common amongst a lot of countries, actually?
Maybe the smaller ones. Yeah,
especially smaller ones.
The ones we're familiar with, that doesn't happen, right? The U.S. government has their own treasury and their own...
Well, the U.S. government is not like most governments. The U.S. is one of the wealthiest countries in the world.
Yeah that's true. But anyway, they weren't paying their bill with the private company that they owed like $70 million U.S. dollars to get their Venezuelan bolivars printed. And that company had told Venezuela, we're not printing for you anymore until you settle up your bill. And so I don't know if they settled up with them or if they found some other sucker to
I can give you
there.
Bolivar.
Yeah, no. No, thanks.
No, see, you print the Bolivar, and then I give you the Bolivar to pay for the Bolivar.
That's not gonna fly. In other related money news in Venezuela, so as this new revaluation or re-release or new currency.
Redenomination.
Yeah, that's the word. Redenomination approaches. We're like 2 weeks away from that, 3 weeks maximum. Banesco. Anybody ever heard of Banesco?
No, but it sounds painful.
Nope. If you've been to Mexico, you've seen Banesco. It's one of the major banks down there in Central America, and apparently they also had branches down in Venezuela. Until 11 Banesco executives have been arrested for so-called attacks against the Bolivar. This is according to Telesur, which is a South American or Central American news agency. Venezuela's Banesco Internacional President Juan Carlos Escotet has condemned the government's 90-day takeover, this was published 2 weeks ago, and arrest of 11 executives over currency speculation charges. Quote, there are no financial reasons to justify an administrative intervention, not for one day, much less for 90, wrote their chairman in a letter posted on Twitter. Quote, the key is to understand that the current problem is not caused by Banesco or any other financial institution, unquote. Escotet, who lives in Spain, says he was in Venezuela after flying from Europe overnight in what he said would be a bid to free the 11 executives, who include Chief Executive Oscar Duval. In the letter, he urged Venezuelans not to withdraw their money from Banesco, which serves 8 million clients and about a quarter of the Venezuelan market. Antonio Morales, head of state bank regulator Sudaban, acknowledged that some Banesco clients had withdrawn funds in response to the announcement, but insisted the bank would continue to function as normal. Escotet said in his letter that of the 900 accounts that the government had reported as having suspicious activities, most held less than the equivalent of $1,000. He suggested the move was meant to distract from an upcoming currency overhaul to remove three digits from prices and introduce a new set of bills. A total of 1,133 bank accounts have been frozen following irregular transactions uncovered during the paper hands investigation.
I wonder if those irregular transactions were use of a debit card at a place that sells food.
90% of the accounts were held by Banesco, according to Venezuela's Vice President Tarek El Aissami. The fact Banesco doesn't carry out home checks on clients facilitates, quote, criminal fixation of the dollar. I don't even know what that means, unquote. This is according to the government agent who headed up the seizure. The bank also failed to report to the superintendent of banking sector institutions clients whose banking activity doesn't correspond to their financial profile. So there's all kinds of accusations against Banesco here, and the government has swooped in, frozen over 1,100 bank accounts, most of which are held by Banesco, and who knows, and they've arrested 11 of the bank executives. So who knows where this is going, if they're going to completely seize the bank, that's not clear. They've suspended the bank officials for 90 days. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.